prophet of God. Amen. Certainly, amen. He looks, amen, to a time when there will be, amen, a deliverer who will come, amen, praise God, among his people. Amen. He looks to a time, praise God, amen, praise God, beyond where they are, to a time future that is coming upon them. Tell your neighbor, praise God, amen. Sometimes you got to look beyond just where you are and realize, praise God, that God has good things still in store for your life. Because, amen, praise God, we've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues, amen, praise God. Some would think, amen, that you're not going to get discouraged along the way. Amen, praise God. Some would think, amen, praise God, that you will always be, amen, praise God, ready to work that God has for you to do. Amen, praise God. There are some that would believe, praise God, that the hours, praise God, that clouds roll into your life, amen, praise God, it overshadow, amen, the goodness of God, or days that do not exist. Amen, but we find that as God speaks to Israel, he is speaking to them, praise God, not of a time where they are, but of a time, praise God, that will come. And because, amen, praise God, he speaks to them of a time that will come. Amen, praise God. He sees the needs that, amen, are apparent upon among his people at that very hour. And because God is able to see what we need, when we need it, he's able to speak to us. Amen, praise God. Just right time. God knows how to lift our hearts. He knows how to encourage us. He knows how to cause us to look unto the hills from which cometh our help. He knows, praise God, amen, praise God, the times and the appropriate time to speak, amen, praise God, the word that he has for us to receive. And so, praise God, amen, praise God, praise God, that, amen, you need to get into the place, hallelujah, where you can receive what God has to speak to you, amen, praise God, to call sometime in the place where you are, and you're not able yet to receive it, and so, praise God, amen, I'm here just to remind you that God does not speak any word in vain, but every word that he speaks has a purpose, and there is power behind the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Because he says to Israel, who is, amen, no doubt, looking for their deliverer, looking for their Messiah, looking for the one who is prophesied to come. Can you say amen? But even along the way, as we make our way, amen, there are times when our hands get weak toward the work of the Lord. And because these times come, amen, praise God, God used Isaiah to speak, hallelujah, to the people, praise God. And he said, praise God, through this man of God, to strengthen ye the weak hands. Amen, praise God. And so, hallelujah, hallelujah, whose hand, amen, is weakened and needs encouragement because of the labor of the Lord. I'm here to tell you to be of good courage. I'm here to tell you, so not only are we, hallelujah, to, amen, strengthen the weak hands, but we are to confirm the feeble knees. We are to let our brothers and sisters know that you can stand for God. And even though you're in the valley, you can still praise Him. And even though your storm is not over, you can still magnify Him. And even though it may not look good, hallelujah, amen, if you look in the right place, it will look perfect. You better praise Him. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Why? Amen. Does God, amen, send us the word, amen, to encourage us? Why? Because He wants our hands to be strong. He wants our knees to be confirmed. He wants us, hallelujah, to be able to speak a word of strength. Amen. Praise God. Because some are fearing. Amen. They're fearing, hallelujah, what my job situation is. Amen. He's got a lot of folk know about him, but they don't know him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When they look at you, can you say amen? Measure the king's word as he comes, amen, to the den of lion. He don't know what to expect. Can you say amen? We, the children of God, we know what to expect. Can you say amen? How do they know what to expect?
I said,
he would deliver you. And the tell your neighbor, God said, Amen. Praise God. He has cleansed our soul. But it doesn't mean, amen, that we are delivered from the persecution and the affliction that's in the world. Can you say amen? Amen. If we weren't like we thought, amen, praise God. God couldn't say to the righteous, you're going to have many afflictions. Can you say amen? But amen, the way it really works, and if you're going to reign, you're going to suffer. If you're going to reign, you're going to suffer.
Freely given us life eternal.